Let's go to some calls. 08459 555 678 if you want to get involved in this. Stephen is in Derry. Hiya, Stephen.
How are you, Chris?
What's your thoughts?
Chris, I think it's deplorable, actually, that these parties are getting their heads together and coming up with one candidate, because it is sectarian at the end of the day. It really is. And it stifles my choice as an electorate on who I'm going to choose, because there is differences, Chris. You mentioned differences in policy between the SDLP, for instance, and Sinn Féin. There is differences. There's differences along the lines of education.
What is the difference? What is the difference that really makes a difference to you?
Well, Sinn Féin are totally opposed to transfer tests. I haven't heard the SDLP coming out with the same mantra.
But the SDLP are against transfer tests as well.
Well, they don't say it in the same stringent ways as Sinn Féin do. Let's take abortion as well, Chris. The SDLP are totally against abortion of all description. Sinn Féin's policy is that they're, for it under very circumstances.
But there is no pact there. So, I mean, ultimately, you still have that choice.
No, but there's a call this morning for a pact. The same as there's a call for...
But it's being rejected. It's not going to happen, the SDLP side.
Yes, but it's going to happen on the unionist side, Chris. And that means that people who might have differences in those parties, that their vote's been taken for granted. And the parties are saying, well, let's just get together, have one candidate, one Protestant candidate that's going to keep a Catholic out. I think that's the very lowest common denominator of politics. I think it's a very deplorable state, and it's something that I would totally reject, Chris.
Just stay on the line. Thomas is in North Belfast. What do you think of this idea of a pact?
How are you doing? I think it's disgraceful that it's being put across the sect plan. I think the idiotic comments of that guy is just on there before me.
Well, Stephen is listening to you. So why on earth is it idiotic? He's making the very clear point that actually he wants policy differences between the parties. That's something that's to be welcomed, surely.
Hello, Stephen.
How are you doing, Thomas?
Hey, how are you? Well, basically what it is, how can you suggest, and how can I both suggest, that if an Irish Republican or a unionist who doesn't want an Irish Republican or a unionist to win a seat in the elections is sectarian? I live in North Belfast here. If Jerry Carrick wins as my Member of Parliament, he does not take a seat for me. He doesn't represent me. And he is against everything that I agree with being part of the United Kingdom. And
that is sectarian politics, though.
If you let me finish the point, I would say exactly the same as, why would an Irish Republican living in Ardoyne want a PUP, a UPRG, or a DUP MP to win, when they're totally against what they stand for as wanting to be part of United Ireland? And at least if a Republican or a nationalist goes to speak to their MP, who's from the unionist side, at least they're going to take up their case in Parliament.
Stephen,
my members don't represent me in Parliament.
Although it would be said that all parties here make very clear that anybody can come to them with issues and they will address them.
To suggest that a Republican or a nationalist not wanting a unionist to win a seat is sectarian because of their religion is absolutely ridiculous, and it's the same in the unionist side.
Stephen, it's a fair point. I mean, ultimately, people want people who are going to represent them. That's just the simple realities of politics.
Why do we have certain parties? Why do we have different parties then, Chris? If we have different parties with different policies, that gives the electorate the choice to make up their mind when they go to the ballot box. And if it means that the person that I vote for, whether it's the Green Party or whoever, doesn't get in, at least I have been true to my own belief and put my X in the box. And if they get beat at the ballot box, so be it.
I mean, the reality is, Thomas, if we were to just have a census and we just ended up counting the number of Protestants, the number of Catholics, and started to divide it up, I mean, that's really what you're saying we should do. Because if you have a pact, that's effectively what happens.
Well, that's nothing to do with that. I mean, if you have a representative there, right? Now, I'm sure Stephen is from a nationalist Republican community. There's some of Sinn Féin policies that I agree with. I'm sure there's some of the DUP or unionist policies that Republicans and nationalists agree with. Nobody's going to vote for one party over every single... You mean you can't have a party there where you agree with every single policy that they have? Because it doesn't work like that. No party in the whole world would be like that. But you have to make a decision that if you're going to have someone... If I'm going to have someone who's going to represent me in Parliament, like a unionist... I mean, if an SDLP or an Alliance councillor won the North Belfast... Right, they would be representing me in Parliament. I have no problem with that.
Well, that's good. George, what do you reckon? George's in Belfast. You're blaming the Unionist Party for not forming this pact. Who in particular?
Party. My point was that each and every time that we'll come on about this now, even this morning, they're getting on and they're blaming the DUP and the UUP. Nobody's got to the real fact of this. It wasn't the DUP and the UUP that formed these pacts. It was the Unionist people on the ground all over Northern Ireland demanded it. You know, it's like this constant issue that comes up about the Maze, where Sinn Féin tells the DUP done away with the Maze. The DUP didn't do away with the Maze.
I was not stopped by people in the street, George, and said, you know what people they really need to do is form PACs. This was politicians sitting down and working out where they had the best chance in terms of seats and where
Chris,
they were most vulnerable.
The clue's in the name of the parties. It's the Democratic Unionist Party and the Ulster Unionist Party, and ultimately it's the safety of the union and the best deal for the union, and for yourself and other ones to even and claim that it would be all Protestants voting for that there, as Thomas says, is rank hypocrisy and sectarian. You know what I mean? Naomi Long this morning, she didn't do herself no favours this morning, but on your show there a wee while ago, she's insinuating that people are thinking of voting for the agreed candidate over there as the lowest common denominator. She says the DUP are playing the lowest common denominator, so therefore anybody that thinks of voting for the pact in East Belfast, according to Naomi Long and the Alliance Party, is the lowest common denominator of voters. You know, and for these to come on and shout about the pact, let's get back to 2001, I think it was, in North Down with Peter Weir. Let's go to Gerry Kelly and offer in Sinn Féin a pact, and even as far back as the 70s and 80s. But just before Gerry Adams won the seat in West Belfast, I was at the height of the Troubles, and you had Joe Hendren and the SDLP running about the Shankill telling us to vote SDLP to keep Sinn Féin out. You know what I mean? So where are these people coming from? Each and every one of them has done it at one time.
I think to be fair to Naomi Long, though, George, I mean, she wasn't saying that. She was saying that basically she wants a debate, a proper debate, where you actually have all parties running, where you can genuinely debate policies, and you can end up with the candidate that is best. And if you have candidates being dropped out because it suits the party political system here, that's not quite the same thing, is it?
Well, in my opinion, and voters that voted for the best deal for unionists and the best deal for them to keep the union safe is in the name Unionist Parties. And in my opinion,
so in that case, would you welcome a pact on the other side? Do you think Sinn Féin and the SDLP should get together?
Well, that's entirely up to themselves.
But it would be a good idea, you think?
Well, I mean, if people think that's the best deal that they can get for nationalism, and the SDLP are up for it, then go ahead.
Well,
along those lanes,
Gabby's in Uri. What do you reckon, Gabby?
Well, you know, we're back to what we've always had. You know, when people put up their manifesto and they profess to be this and they profess to be that and tell you that Joe Soap's not this, and then they agree any brand of unionism's better than having a take about the house, I say shame on the SDLP, shame on Sinn Féin that they don't make a pact on behalf of the nationalist people who for the past 100 years have had to put up with this sort of rhetoric and this sort of saber-rattling that the union's not safe. I would leave it like this for the SDLP and Sinn Féin, that if they don't form a pact to nullify what unionism has done, the Catholic people should refuse to vote and just let them have their own state, because whether they like it or not, they're losing it anyway.
Well, the one thing is, though, if you are going to end up in a position where you want politicians to have influence, they have to take their seats. There's a big difference there between Sinn Féin and the SDLP. Do you think they should be taking their seats?
Listen, I'll tell you. It makes no difference to Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin are part of the British electoral system. They've met the Queen, they've done everything. To go there on 9 yards, I mean, Sinn Féin, like the DUP, could not spell the word democracy. It's mob rule with the both of them, and that's it over.
Thomas in Antrim has been waiting a very long time. 0845955678. Thomas, what do you have to say?
I think it's a bad day for democracy, and if it plays out the way it could play out, and Sinn Féin and the SDLP do a pact like the Fermanagh and South Tyrone, you're back to the days of a hunger striker stand as a head count, and it just shows you 16 and a half years after the peace process.
It's a very different position we're in to hunger striker standing. We're in a position where Sinn Féin are working with the DUP together. You're the Ulster Unionists, the SDLP, the Alliance, all in there. And this is just a political system trying to work itself out and get the best candidate, surely.
The DUP and Sinn Féin aren't working together. They can't deliver basic welfare reform. And 16 and a half years after the peace process, it shows that ordinary people out in the community trying to make a living have got on with it, and our politicians are stuck in a time warp.
Do you vote, Thomas?
Get out and vote for something different.
Do you vote?
Yes, I do.
And what would you say to somebody who says, listen, I've listened to all this this morning, and really I don't think my vote's going to make a difference because, you know, this is going to turn out to be a sectarian headcount?
If you don't vote, you will get what you deserve, which is more of what we've had for the last 50 years. I vote, and I vote for national politics in Northern Ireland. It's available. It should be about education, jobs and health, not this daily pantomime of orange and green. We all work together. We all live together. It's the politicians that need to catch up with the people.
OK. Thomas, thank you very much indeed.